Blog Talk Radio.
This is a radio podcast. What do you mean you be thirsty? Trying to say, no, no, we're not. Oh, okay. Wet it up. Sure, why not? This is RadioFire.com. I go by the name of Diamond K. And, you know, so of course you're going to hear some noise in the background. We have Luscious Kisses preparing for her show. She's working, okay. And Lisa's in here as well. So, you know, I had a whole show planned out, and we are going to get into that. A lot of topics that I want to touch on. George Zimmerman, being the piece of crap that he is, I'm going to talk a little bit about George Zimmerman, as well as the supporters of Pastor Jamal Bryant. So we're going to talk about both of those things today. And, you know, here's the thing about first George Zimmerman. Everybody remembers George Zimmerman, the person who killed Trayvon Martin, right? So George Zimmerman has been, you know, since this 2012 incident, George Zimmerman has been like cocky. You know, he's gotten into domestic disputes. He's driving crazy, guns. Okay, right. So to add further insult to injury, George Zimmerman put the weapon that he killed Trayvon Martin with in some auction. And he's calling it an American firearm icon. That's in the description of the weapon. And I mean, it's just, you don't get more disrespectful than that. And imagine if you are the family, you know, and you have to see this type of stuff. So he's looking to make a profit off of the actual murder weapon. And so he was auctioning off. This is a 9mm on his website called gunbroker.com. And so it was a single sale day or single day sale. And the opening bid was for $5,000. So for $5,000, you could, I don't know why you would want to, but you could own the gun that killed Trayvon Martin. So George Zimmerman said this, and this is a quote. "I am honored and humbled to announce the sale of an American firearm icon." Okay. And the firearm for sale is the one that was used to defend my life and end the life of after the brutal attack from Trayvon Martin on February 26, 2012. This is what he said of the listing. And of course, we remember what happened, and it wasn't that Trayvon Martin brutally attacked him. It was quite the opposite. You know, here's what happened in that situation. He was gun happy, you know, like one of those. He wanted to be a police officer, couldn't be a police officer, so he's a security guard, and he overdoes his job. Not even a job, but, you know, he overdoes whatever he's trying to do. They get into an altercation. He gets the bad end of the altercation with the kid, and then, you know, such as, you know, we know what happened after that. And so one thing that happened from all of this is that George Zimmerman, in my opinion, is one of the most hated people in some communities. Now, some white people, and maybe other races as well, don't understand why black people are so furious with George Zimmerman. So, I thought about this today, and I'm going to explain it the best way that I can so white people can understand. Because I have white people in my family. I don't know if you do too. Okay. Okay. And so I don't know if the white people in my family feel this way. Hopefully they don't. But I'm going to say it like this. Black people feel about George Zimmerman getting away with murdering Trayvon Martin the same way white people feel about OJ getting away with allegedly killing Nicole Simpson. Okay? So that's the same way. So you know how you felt when OJ was walking around, and if I had, you know, if I did it, and you know, I had a book and da, 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 all that. The same way you felt about that. That's how black people feel about George Zimmerman. Okay, so imagine that. Now with OJ though, it was totally different. They tore the house down and all that. It's totally different. So eventually, hopefully, one day, George Zimmerman will be in jail for something. I think that's what's going to happen. Now, some of the people that I've read online and said things are wishing much worse things on him. I'm just saying I hope he goes to jail. But some people are wishing a lot worse things on him. And so Zimmerman, he always portrays himself as the victim. It's so crazy. You're still alive. You know, you're still walking around. You got all your faculties and all that kind of stuff. And Trayvon Martin is dead. And if he had exhibited some type of remorse, you know, just, you know, I'm sorry, just, you know, anything. But he is just, you know, he's just brazen with this attitude that he's the victim. He said that what I decided to do is not cower. Okay. I'm a free American. I can do what I want with my possessions. This is from George Zimmerman. And the attorney for the Trayvon Martin's family released the following statement. They said that the Trayvon Martin Foundation is committed to its mission of ending senseless gun violence in the United States. This election season, we are laser focused on furthering that mission. As such, the foundation has no comment on the actions of that person. And so after all of this negative backlash, the website decided today to take it down in the sale. They didn't want no part of it after, you know, all the negative press that was coming. So so there you go with that, George Zimmerman. And I believe that eventually he will get something something that he has coming. I don't know what that exactly is going to be. One other thing that I want to touch on is Pastor Jamal Bryant. And, you know, I've decided I told Lisa behind the scenes, I decided all week. We started yesterday. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm dumping on Jamal Bryant, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Because he's a fake. He's a fraud. And I'm going to make sure that I say that over and over again. So I'm going to talk to some people who have different opinions with me. This is the same opinion as me. And I know that a lot of his supporters are upset with me. And I understand. It is not easy walking around and being sheep. That's a difficult thing to do in Baltimore. Now, first, before we get into some more Jamal Bryan stuff, I go into my car, right? I'm going to my car parked in downtown Baltimore, and my window is busted. My first thought was, damn, supporters of Jamal Bryant and bust my window, right? Well, then when I get to the car, I see, no, it wasn't a supporter of Jamal Bryant. It was, you know, somebody breaking into my car and trying to fuck up my day, right? However, you did not mess up my day. You pissed me off a little bit, but you didn't mess up my day. I'm still good. So I want to say that. Do not leave your car, just in a parking lot that's not good. So then we got that out the way. RadioOnFire.com, of course, we have some specials going on, a lot of different advertising opportunities. Visit RadioOnFire.com for those details. Now, I want to talk about people who have reached out to me via social media, and they have this opinion that because Jamal Bryant is a man of the cloth, a man of the faith, a pastor, a reverend, fornicator, you know, all these things, right, that I should not point these things out. You know, they say these, you know, he who was without sin, the cast the first stone, something like that, right? What does that mean exactly? You're saying that because I have sinned, that I should not say, hey, wait, him right there, he's sinning. No, there are a lot of people that do things, as I said. But here's the difference. If you are putting yourself in a position to judge others, okay? Say some young lady in a church has a baby out of wedlock, right? And let me first say that. Some of Jamal Bryant's people don't know the meaning of words. So let me explain this. When he said that he had a baby out of wedlock, some of his supporters were like, what do you mean? He's not married no more? Did you hear me? Did you hear that? Yes. Okay. So here's the thing. Having a baby out of wedlock means that you're not, okay, and if you are a pastor, if you're a preacher, if you're somebody who is put on the pedestal, you're somebody who supports a system that makes people feel bad if they do that very thing. Those women who do that in some churches are shunned, right? Like, you know what I mean? They looking at them crazy, right? Okay. But the pastor, the good pastor, does it. Now, if you look, and here's another thing. Another one of his followers said that, I hope that you don't have anything in your closet or things that you've done wrong. So I'm going to take this time to speak about some things that I've done wrong. Like Eminem said, I'm going to get it out the way now. Okay. So I have slept with some women who are not my wife. Wait, I'm not married. So that means everybody, you know what I mean? And I'm going to take it a step further. And some, no, I'm not going to say that. But actually, no, I can say that. Can I talk about sleeping with somebody's wife? No, I'm not going to do that. But I will say this, that everybody has committed acts that are, you know, everybody's committed sin. I've lied before. Somebody say, hey, how does this look? And I say, it looks good. It was a lie, but it's okay. You know what I mean? And I will say that. Now, with that being said, if you are somebody who is the head of the bus, right? You're the head of the church. You are held to different standards than other people, but you're still not above being called out for doing things. Can I get an amen? Okay. Now, Pastor Jamal Bryant, in one of his sermons, he said, these hoes ain't loyal. Come on. He said it. He said, these hoes ain't loyal. Fam. He said that, right? I mean, but let me say this. Hoes ain't loyal, okay? That's true. But pastors ain't loyal either. That's what I was getting ready to say. You what? Hold on. Let me make sure. Hey, cut your mic's on. Is it?
Is it?
Is your mic on? Okay. All right. So the other voice that you're hearing, Luscious Kisses, how you doing? So all right.
I'm locked out of my iPad.
All right, so your mic is hot. Your mic is hot. Okay, so you believe that pastors are loyal or disloyal?
They're disloyal.
Okay, now.
But I'm not trying to have my fans being disloyal.
That's fine.
I don't give a fuck if y'all are. I'm just sitting there saying they not, because I had clearly had tricked one before.
No, wait, slow down. Cause
I
all my
put it out there. This is what it is.
My listeners are a little different than yours. So I have to reel this in. So you said that you tricked the pastor. You tricked him like you said, like
I sold my pussy to him. Yes, he wanted it. I sold my pussy. I got my money, and we kept on going.
Okay.
I kind of felt bad a little bit because I was like, oh, I'm not going to his church no more, you know, because it is what it is. But, you know, me, at that time, I was all about my money. So only when
you
want to
come over here?
No.
Okay, so I meant so people could see you. Just let me clarify.
Okay,
so let me make sure that I understand. You are saying that a pastor in Baltimore paid you money for sexual favors and relations and twat, and y'all exchanged money.
Yeah.
You gave him some.
Transactions.
Yeah.
And was this pastor married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
And okay, I'm gonna get all in your business now.
Oh, no.
Was it okay? How long did the whole encounter go? Like, was it a quickie? Does he making love?
No, I had to let it go because he wanted more.
He wanted some head.
He wanted more.
More from her.
Did he get some head?
I mean, of course. I mean, that came along with the coin, but
okay.
I'm just saying he wanted more.
He wanted it again.
He wanted like a relation on the side.
Yeah.
He wanted you to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, on the side.
Are you that good?
All you gotta do is Google me and see.
Okay.
All right. So, can I ask you another question?
Yes.
Was this okay? Now, if it was. You cannot answer.
Okay.
And if it wasn't, then you can answer.
Oh, no.
Okay? So was this pastor that you had these relations with Jamal Bryant?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So if it was Jamal Bryant, you could just not say nothing. So was it Jamal Bryant?
It wasn't him.
Okay.
It wasn't him.
Are you sure?
I swear on my mother.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, my mother. Listen, my mother didn't like to lie on my mother.
Of course.
Okay. I swear. No, it wasn't him. It was not him.
All right.
Not at all.
Okay, that's fine. So, but this person has now. Do they have like a house that's converted to a church, or do they have a nice big church?
I'm not saying nothing else.
So it's a house that's converted to a church. Is it like on the east side house, or is it like a west side house?
What's the difference in the east side and the west side house?
Because the houses on the east side, they're a little bit bigger because they don't have porches. Okay, so it was not Jamal Bryant. That's all. That's all I needed. Okay. Oh, did you do it more than once?
Several times.
Mm. Okay. Last question about the pastor that.
I had to let it go. He was just too aggressive.
Was the pastor black or white?
Black.
Okay. Was he like black or was he like Drake?
That's all you need to know.
Are you serious?
Was he a light-skinned pastor, I guess, is my question.
That's all you need to know.
Was it a he?
Of course.
Okay, so she answered it. I finally got a yes about something. Oh, now this is the real last question. Was it good?
It was okay.
You've had better.
It was okay.
You've had worse.
It was okay.
Was it better than you thought it would be?
It was okay. The coins was good.
Of course.
All right, then. Everything. That's your answer.
Okay. Was his wife pretty? Was his wife pretty?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Apparently, she wasn't doing what I was doing.
Well, I figured that. And so
the other people on the side was doing.
Okay, this is my official last question.
He's lying.
Did you attend the church?
Yes, I did.
Get God.
Applaud her. She got all her tithes money back. Oh man.
Oh my God.
Now I will tell you this. I will tell you this. When you go in the strip club and do what you did, you get thrown out of the strip club.
Passes me in strip club.
No, I know that clearly, but I'm saying what you did was you essentially took your tips back. You took your tips back. If I go on Norma Jean's I put my money down,
I can't stand them.
And I take my money back, security's gonna be trying to throw me out.
Yeah, but he already knew. That person already knew who I was. He already knew who I was. He didn't Google. He didn't watch. He didn't observe. He didn't look at the A's. and he wanted it, so he got it, and I got my coin.
Okay. You remember what I said about that being the last question?
I lied.
Okay. Who approached who? Like, did he walk up to you and he said, hey, what you doing the day after tomorrow?
He hit me on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. No, he didn't.
It goes down in the DM.
You hit you on Facebook from a private account or from his actual account?
From his actual account.
Wow. And he said, like, he propositioned you in the DM or in the message?
It wasn't that he straight propositioned me. We was just talking. He asked me, you know, do I know who he is? And I said, yeah, I know who he is. But mind you, the ex-friend of mine's, not a boyfriend or girlfriend, like my ex-best friend, you know, told me the situation that, you know, the pastor would like that, you know, talk to me or whatever the case might be. And I was like, you know, I don't know. He married. I mean, he's in church. I mean, I kind of felt weird. Like, what is this? I mean, you know, I know I done some wild shit in my life, but I had done a lot of wild shit in my life.
Right.
But I was like, well, this is a little wild, you know. But
it was wild because what?
He's a pastor.
Okay. Is he the first pastor that you slept with?
He's the first one I slept with.
Okay. So it kind of interests you a little bit because you were like, I never did this before.
It wasn't that it was intimate.
This was actually time where you said it and you actually had not done it before.
No, it just was weird. I was like, okay, well, whatever. A coin is a coin. I'm going to get my coin. And he had to live what he had to live with. I mean, that's on him. I'm going to get my coin. At that time, I was about my money. So
you're not about your money now.
I'm in a relationship, so no.
So no, okay.
No, I'm in a relationship. Only way I'm going to get this money, if you're going to only see this coochie, if you're going to see it on the internet, if you're going to see it on that, unless you want to come down to Norman James and throw me some money, you want to say it's the only way you're going to see it, if I'm having a good day that day, and I feel like I want to show it. But
okay.
No, I don't do those things. I'm in a relationship, so now it's a lot different.
All right, well, shout out to you. Pastors, reverends, assistant pastors, choir members, stay out of Luscious's message. Okay?
Yes, and people that work at the funeral home, what they call it?
Morticians
too. Have you
slept with a mortician before?
I have never slept with a mortician before. I had slept with one several times down the club and played pretend dead and got money that way too, and let him talk about what he wants to do to me. So
hold on. I said no more questions about the reverend. But I did not say anything about the mortician. Before I move on, you sat with the mortician who got off on you playing dead?
Yeah, so what he do is he'll buy you $100 lady drink.
Okay.
And he wants you to play dead.
Can you show me how you play dead? Can you come right here? Okay, so Luscious Kisses is getting ready to show us how to so you can see yourself in the thing. So how do you play dead? Okay, all right. Okay, that's what's up.
$100 ladies drink. That's a coin. Right?
That was he paid you $100 to do that?
He pays $100
for the drink.
The ladies drink. Of course you get that $100 at the end of the night.
Okay.
But he also a tip you real good if you don't move, if you don't talk. And you just play dead.
Oh my gosh.
And he'll sit and talk to you about how he will fuck your dick body. It's a lot of weird people in this earth.
Okay, so that is very weird. And let me say this. So he works in a funeral home or an environment where there are deceased people, and there is no telling what he does.
And I believe he does fuck these dead people.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I do want to, and I said I was going to do this. I want to read a comment from a supporter of Jamal Bryant. I'm going to, goodness gracious. All right, so this is a bit much. Okay, what? All right, so this lady, her name is Marie Bright, and so she has to know that if you ask me to read read your comment, I'm going to say your name. So Marie Bright asked me to read this, and she said maybe, just maybe, it will convict the hearts before God, who are so quick to jump on the demonic bandwagons. And who sleeps in the bed with the demon of gossip and discord? All right, Marie Bright, bring it on. Now, this is from Marie Bright. She sent me this. Now, if there is someone bold enough to remove Jesus off the throne as the true judge and take his place as Lord, then I will burn my Bible and worship a flawed human being instead of Jesus himself. Oh, no, there's more. I mean, why not? We all seem as if we have every I dotted and every T crossed. What was the purpose of Jesus sacrificing his life if we were going to throw rocks at glass houses when our houses are glass and pull planks out of the eyes of others and leave our planks in our own eyes? Wow, are we feeling deep today? Lastly, we need to pull these pampers, stop finding ways to avoid the serious issues we have in our own lives and deal with our own mess and stop running from it and using the lives of others to avoid them. Okay. Remember when I said lastly, she was joking. Okay. It continues. Diamond K. She addressed me directly. Man of substance. With a platform such as yours, do you not know that God can hold you at a higher accountability? Also, regarding your approach of this allegation concerning this man that God has chosen? If God himself did not call you to an office in his higher kingdom, or gave you a throne or mantle to judge the character and nature of this man, then you, Diamond K, are walking on dangerous grounds before God. Okay. Oh, and lastly, you are using your career and your platform to play with God's children. You did not die on the cross for Dr. Bryant. Okay. And neither did any of us. Now, you say you understand we all fall short, and you really understand that scripture is dimensional depth and divine wisdom of God. Wow. Okay. And it kind of goes on like that. Where's the end? Where's the end? Oh, here he is. Here we go. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I have to read. I can't skip anything. If you feel like it's your job to expose human beings in God's kingdom who have truly have a relationship with God, disregard yourself by not placing yourself in the shoes of the leaders of God's kingdom, then you have prostituted your character and your platform unknowingly. What secrets have you that are hidden in your life that only God knows about? Think hard before you answer that. Because you may have something in your life that you approve as sinless when God may see it as sinful. Okay. Hold on. I need to address you directly. What was her name again? Okay. So Marie Bright. Let me bring you up before I you gotta you go ahead, Luscious.
Oh, they made it you.
All right. So Marie Bright, I want to thank you for taking the hour and 30 minutes that it took for you to write that, and say I've never received a text message that long, I have been talked about pretty badly before, and she didn't even use one cuss word, not one. You know what that means? She doesn't know me personally, because most people that are that angry with me is gonna use some profanity. I will say this. Obviously, Marie goes to Jamal Bryant's church, and obviously She does not sit on the front row of the church. Okay, so sitting on the front row of the church, I mean she's not closely related to him. Okay. Yeah, so she's not related to him, but she obviously is a member of the church, right? And with that being said, she's paid a lot of tithes. Tithes? Yeah, there are tithes. Okay, tithes. I said it right. So I understand you have a lot invested in the Empowerment Temple. And so you feel funny about me speaking the truth about the leader of the flock. I get it. I understand that. Leader of the flock, right? But what you have to understand, a good friend of mine, family grew up in a church, and they gave all of their money to the church to the point where the family did not have money. And that type of mentality, I feel, is the type of mentality that you, Marie Bright, have, that you would just do whatever. So it's just like, you know, here, you want one of my children? Here, go ahead, take them in the name of the Lord. And what you have to separate thinking for yourself, and you put this man, you talked about Jesus, and I hear you. You spent all this time talking about Jesus, and then you talk about Jamal Bryan in the same vein. Let me make sure that you're clear about this. Jesus did not choose Pastor Jamal Bryant. Pastor Jamal Bryant chose Jesus, okay? And don't get it twisted and think that because he puts on the clothes and passes the collection plate around. Do we have a collection plate in here? Yes. Okay. Your mic was off, so nobody heard you. Nobody heard your plea for money, okay? Yeah, I mean, why is it that we put the religious leader so high? Did you have something to say about what was the pastor that was sleeping with the boy? Was that Eddie Long? Did you have something to say about that? Huh? I'm sure people in his church had something to say about that. Did she bring up the devil at all? I thought she brought up the devil. Yeah, I mean, I would love, Marie Bright, for you to have dialogue with me. We need to have dialogue. I'm inviting Marie on the show. Marie, don't hide behind your Bible. Don't sit over there. Does she probably wear the big hat? She probably wears the big hat. Do you think she wears the big hats? The big hats. So when they say, anybody in here to come, so you come down and then they touch you on the head and you fall out like Luscious just fell out. Do you do that? Dude, please come in here. I know you were playing dead. I think that I would like to have dialogue with her about this. At the end of the day, and I'm poking fun, but let me get serious for a minute. At the end of the day, Jamal Bryant let you down. That doesn't mean that he can't be redeemed. That doesn't mean that he can't rise. That just means that as a man, he fell short, as we all do. I never said that I was perfect. Luscious, did I ever say I was perfect?
No, we not.
Lisa, did I ever say I was perfect? You thought about it.
Nobody can't judge nobody.
I'm not judging anybody.
People judge me 24/7. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. They judge me all my life. Nobody can judge but him above. So if you want to voice your opinion and say what you want to say, then that's your mouth.
Correct. And I think people get it confused as to what judging is. We were talking about George Zimmerman earlier, right? George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin.
Right.
If I say George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin, and somebody comes out and says, how are you going to judge him for killing Trayvon Martin? What have you done that's wrong? What the fuck are you talking about? You understand what I'm saying? If somebody does something wrong, you can say it. That doesn't mean that you're judging. You're sheep. You're making excuses. I'm sure you give all your money to Jamal Bryant. And you know what he wanted to do with your money? You know what he wanted to do with some of your money? He wanted to abort that baby. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to abort the baby. But you know what happened? You know what he didn't do?
What?
He didn't abort the baby.
You said what?
Yeah, I said what. Okay. And do you know what he is doing? He's going to end up paying child support to that lady.
Wow.
with part of your tithes. Did I say that right? Tithes. Okay. But I understand. I figure that you don't want to come and talk to me. You can call in if you don't want to come in. Either way, I would love to have a discussion with you about the Bible.
Please make sure I'm on the show.
About Jamal Bryant. I'm gonna extend this invitation. Any people from the Empowerment Temple, worshipers with Jamal Bryant that want to come and discuss why I say that Jamal Bryant is a fake, a fraud, a phony. Jamal Bryant judges people. He was talking crazy about Tyrese. He was talking crazy about Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to get on a TV show on Fox with three other guys that are similar to him and talk about people.
Wait a minute,
right?
Hold up. Oh, you got a TV show coming?
There's a TV show coming to Fox.
Pineapples, I'm done. Listen, let me explain something. How he get a TV show and everybody done vote Lady of Charm City out? I'm done. Oh, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all with a stick dick.
Ooh.
You're going to turn her mic off now. All right. So I want to say that if any people that feel that there's a problem with regular people calling out when somebody does something wrong, when people say things that are wrong, when they knock the Twin Towers down and you say something, are you going to say, oh, my God, you thee without sin casteth no stoneth. You know what I mean? Whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. Okay, but I read that. I said that. I said I was going to say it. That is fine. If Marie Bright, if you would like to come on the show, you can call in. And I'll make sure we, give you that number and all that kind of stuff, and we'll set up a day. Or you want to come in and talk live, we can do that. If there are any other people from Jamal Bryant's flock or the such who feel that a reverend or pastor cannot be called out because they did some sin, please, we need to schedule something. Your radio on fire at gmail.com. Also, social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Diamond K Show, radioonfire.com. I'm not hard to find. I am not hard to find. So there you go. Luscious Kisses is coming up, and she has got a lot going on. She's ready to go. All right, so I gotta get out of here because I gotta call the insurance company. Yeah, she needs that. That's a long number, so you're going to have to take a picture of it.
Is that for Wow.